What if everything you believed about building a billion-dollar company was wrong? Tom Golisano started with $3,000 and a credit card in 1971, targeting the customers everyone else ignored, small businesses too insignificant for the industry giants to bother with. No MBA, no venture capital, no Silicon Valley hype, just a contrarian bet that the little guys mattered. Today, Paychex processes paychecks for 1 in 12 private sector American workers and is worth $28 billion. Warren Buffett called it the best business I've ever seen. Yet Golisano's path defies every ruthless stereotype of entrepreneurship. He never owned more than 50% of his own company, refused golden parachutes, and built an empire on a radical premise. Fair deals where everyone wins create more wealth than zero-sum games. His story challenges a fundamental assumption that reaching the top requires stepping on others. We've been sold a comforting lie: employment equals security. But when Eastman Kodak in Rochester shed 50,000 jobs, dropping from 60,000 employees to fewer than 10,000, that illusion shattered for tens of thousands of families. Unlike a business, you can't sell your job, you can't pass it to your children, and when it disappears, you're left with nothing but a resume and severance package. Natural entrepreneurs see the world through a different lens. Standing in line at a Cuban cigar factory, most people admire the craftsmanship. Golisano calculated sourcing costs, output rates, and profit margins. This analytical obsession emerged early, collecting newspapers with a red wagon at 10, creating schemes to sell bowling lane tickets to impatient customers at 15. When a postal job let him finish his 8-hour route by noon but expected him to stretch it out, he realized government work wasn't for him. The lesson? Some people are wired to question systems rather than accept them. But entrepreneurship isn't just for natural-born hustlers. Some discover it through necessity after job loss. Others recognize a market gap they're uniquely positioned to fill. Golisano's best friend, Gene, initially turned down the chance to become a Paychex partner, unable to see potential in payroll processing while comfortably running his tire store. After a final pitch in 1977, Gene took the Cincinnati territory and did well financially. Had he joined in 1971, he'd have become exponentially wealthier. You don't have to love what you're selling, you just have to recognize the opportunity. The entrepreneurial path demands resilience when crises inevitably strike. Early in Paychex's history, new software failed during a 4th of July weekend, threatening their ability to deliver payrolls. Golisano worked 7 straight days, sleeping on his office floor, while friends delivered payrolls by car and motorcycle. Exhausted and ready to quit, his wife Gloria told him, "You can't quit, just keep putting one foot after another." That advice carried him through. The rewards, being your own boss, creating something lasting, contributing to the economy, choosing your industry, far outweigh the inevitable hardships. Business fundamentals remain unchanged despite technological revolutions. Golisano's initial Paychex business plan was one page showing operating costs and clients needed to break even. Calculate your overhead, determine sales required to cover expenses, and you'll know if your business is viable. Lengthy business plans raise suspicion. Wildly inflated projections signal passion, overwhelming judgment. Golisano's first direct mail campaign yielded 6 clients from 3,000 mailers, a 0.2% return, burning through his investment in 6 weeks. His initial goal of 300 clients took 4 years. A good business plan reveals whether to proceed or run. Paychex's first mission statement was simple: sell clients, service clients, and make money. Clarity matters more than complexity, but accuracy is paramount. Exaggerated statistics repel lenders. When evaluating deals, Golisano focuses on return on equity. A business generating $100,000 annual profit at a $1 million purchase price yields 10% return. At $500,000, it's 20%. He seeks 15-20% minimum. The numbers don't lie, even when enthusiasm does. Not all revenue is equal. Recurring revenue models fundamentally determine long-term viability. Golisano discovered this selling payroll processing in the late 1960s. Sell once, deliver repeatedly for years. Unlike furniture sales, where customers vanish for decades, payroll processing creates predictable streams that banks and investors love. Add 100 clients, calculate exact monthly revenue. A pivotal expansion came when Paychex's HR director suggested selling 401k administration, opening doors to workers' compensation insurance and employee handbooks. Today, Paychex generates over $1.8 billion in payroll services and $1.5 billion in HR services annually. These offerings proved profitable by piggybacking on existing infrastructure. Processing 150,000 payrolls Monday meant handling 50,000 401k plans Tuesday with perfect accuracy. Golisano also discovered counterintuitive math. 10 10-person payrolls generate 2.5 times more revenue than one 100-person payroll. Larger clients demand discounts and prove harder to sell, while smaller clients lack in-house staff. This helped Paychex achieve 38% pre-tax profit versus ADP's 19%. Hidden opportunities hide in plain sight. When entrepreneurs struggle financially, they blame cash flow. The real issue? Insufficient sales. Most wildly overestimate their ability to sell, expecting immediate customer floods. Even Paychex, now gaining over 1,000 clients weekly, took 4 years to reach just 300. If your business lacks cash, examine sales productivity first. Golisano believes entrepreneurs should initially sell their product themselves to experience prospect objections and buyer motivations firsthand. This knowledge becomes invaluable when training your sales team. His breakthrough came when he realized CPAs didn't want to process payrolls, too much work for little reward. This allowed him to reach small business clients through their accountants, a strategy that remains successful decades later. Large clients, elephants, accounting for significant revenue percentages, require caution. They take longer to close, demand heavy discounts, and often yield lower profits. Building capacity to service them increases overhead, leaving you vulnerable if they switch suppliers. Paychex strategically ensures no single customer accounts for more than 1/1,000th of total revenue. The only thing stopping a sale is an objection you haven't overcome. Prepare for all possible concerns by writing them down and developing clear responses. Golisano made it Paychex policy never to criticize competition. He would compliment competitors instead, which surprised people and differentiated their approach. When launching Paychex, he noticed ADP's high minimum charges and set prices lower, forcing them to match or lose market share. At 17, Golisano watched his father's boss scream at him, calling him incompetent and inefficient. His father, needing the job, took the abuse silently. That day shaped two life decisions: never work for someone else and never treat employees disrespectfully. This wasn't sentimentality. It was strategy. Respect and cooperation create competitive advantages that cutthroat cultures can't match. Golisano's hiring philosophy prioritizes attitude over skill. Hire for attitude, train for skill. He's drawn to candidates who played competitive team sports, showing they like winning in team environments. His most powerful interviewing technique? Silence. How candidates handle pauses reveals volumes. His commitment to training stems from negative experiences as a young sales rep. When expanding Paychex headquarters, he placed training rooms prominently in the main lobby, revolutionary when training departments were typically hidden in basements. Today, Paychex delivers over 1 million hours of training annually to its 15,500-plus employees. While never enjoyable, firing is sometimes essential. Golisano believes in second chances, but advises addressing personnel issues immediately. He once fired a top-scoring hockey player whose selfish play hurt team morale. Protecting culture sometimes means removing talented people who poison it. Shortly after launching Paychex, Golisano formed a 50-50 partnership with Phil Wareheim, expanding across New York without lawyers. This handshake approach shaped corporate philosophy. By consolidation, 17 partners felt like colleagues rather than adversaries. When consolidating, he faced 16 partners with inflated valuations. Rather than negotiate individually, he created a non-negotiable formula considering territory size, management quality, and profitability. At their Nassau meeting, he announced, "This is it. This is the deal. We're not changing it." Despite breaking the never negotiate from an ultimatum rule, everyone accepted. The smallest shareholder's portion eventually reached $250 million. In 2002, Golisano acquired Advantage Payroll Services for $240 million in 45 minutes. He calculated what venture capital owners needed based on current value, IPO costs, and post-IPO potential, then made an offer they immediately accepted. Speed comes from preparation, not pressure. His favorite negotiation tool? The pregnant pause. Well-placed silence that encourages agreement or reveals information. When his team failed to thoroughly read a Buffalo Sabres player contract costing $250,000, Golisano employed a 45-minute silence during the review meeting. Eventually, Larry Quinn crashed into glass doors trying to escape, and Darcy offered reimbursement. Silence creates space for truth and accountability. Your role in your business will eventually end through retirement, illness, or new ventures. Being company rich and cash poor means having all responsibility without benefits. When Paychex was 7 years old, Golisano realized their 17 separate companies created a liquidity problem. His solution? Consolidate into one company they could take public, though this 5-year process presented enormous challenges. Realistic self-assessment is crucial. Too many entrepreneurs enjoy immediate success and start spending lavishly. But early on, there are no guarantees. Businesses with recurring revenue like Paychex are more predictable than those with wild fluctuations. Don't get a big head. Businesses can turn quickly. Timing matters, but isn't always controllable. When SafeSight's controller was caught kiting electronic transactions, Iron Mountain offered a lowball $14 million. Rather than accept, Golisano increased his equity. Years later, Pierce Lehigh offered $40 million, prompting Iron Mountain to counter with $63 million. Perseverance transformed near bankruptcy into financial success. When Golisano stepped down as Paychex CEO, he maintained ownership as chairman but deliberately didn't interfere with new leadership. His retirement package reflected his contrary philosophy. He took no golden parachute or stock options, just as desk and credenza. Golisano never owned more than 50% of Paychex, yet became a billionaire by making everyone around him wealthy too. The path to extraordinary wealth isn't through extracting maximum value from every transaction, but through creating so much value that everyone prospers.